was the last time you read the newspaper? Not that New York Times link that popped up on your X feed last night. The real black and white pages that once led the nation's source of news and current local events. For many, it's been years. Online news favorability over the recent years has set physical newspapers on its current decline. Print news headlines have slowly faded into the background. But what problems has this newspaper decline risen for society? While it may seem small and irrelevant since we have immediate access to news via technology, I'm here to introduce the disadvantages of newspaper closings on communities. My name is Brianna Whitaker, and this is Know It All. As digital news consumer statistics rise, the newspaper industry has seen lower and lower circulation numbers. According to Pew Research Center, in 1940, there were around 40 million daily newspapers circulating. In 2022, the daily circulation dropped to 20.9 million, down 8% just from 2021. This drop has made print media at its lowest profitability rate in history. Setting business profits aside, though, what does this newspaper extinction look like for our economy? How does this decline in journalism affect our local communities? Well, an individual's lack of regular access to local news reflects poorly for our debt, our environment, and even our democracy. Reporter Alan Greenblatt touches on these consequences well in his political newsletter for Governing, titled When No News Isn't Good News. Greenblatt mentions the lack of money to provide large communities with daily news coverage, the possibilities of corruption within our government that are possible without their faces and actions on the front of papers, and the vast amount of people who are now missing a lot more news information than they think they are. Decline of print news coverage leads to political polarization in our country, as well as a reduced trust in local media sources and spread of misinformation. Even newspapers that have been able to survive the decline have contributed negatively to declines in our communities in ways such as inflation due to high print pricing, job cuts due to the lack of need for writers, and pressure for quickness of news over relevance and reliability of news. These issues, in turn, are creating a desert of accessibility to us while it seems like it is all at our fingertips online. Looking for ways to sustain journalism within our communities is important to build solutions to current rising problems. I think it's important to spread awareness of relevant news sources for people within your community. I think in today's society, the implementation of fact-checking and credibility is more important than ever before. I think we need to be prepared with strategies that work with up-to-date societal new implementations in order to beat the problems that are arising with print newspaper decline. We need regulations set into place that can distinguish reliability and provide accessibility to the people in cities nationwide. So, what do you think? Do you feel you're well informed with what's going on in the world? Do you have a reliable, steady local news source? I myself can't imagine going to pick up and read a newspaper anytime soon, but I will say I miss seeing them around, and I would trust anything I read in them over a link I see on X any day. This podcast is produced by the Community College of Baltimore County's New Media Collective and Media Studies Program, written by Brianna Whitaker. I'd like to say a special thank you to Professor Beth Benoche for introducing me to this topic and inspiring me to talk about it today. Again, my name is Brianna Whitaker, and this has been Know It All. Listen to all our episodes to learn something new in 5 minutes. Check the show notes for links to my sources, a transcript, and other good content about the decline of newspapers. Bye for now!